Hello everybody. This is Sudha speaking to you from Sitapur in Uttar Pradesh state in northern India. Before starting, I'd like to thank Farah for giving me this opportunity to talk about the politics of food security in India. This has made me think, refine my ideas, and hopefully what I have to say today makes sense and gives you some new perspectives on this very difficult issue. Food insecurity has plagued India. Even today, there are communities that face starvation on a daily basis. India has unacceptably high numbers of stunted children, undernourished and anemic women, and even men. But India has enough food grains to feed its population. And now, we are being hit by the double burden of malnutrition, with obesity and lifestyle diseases on the rise. Why is this so? My experience in this issue began a few years back, when starvation deaths in Raichur district, North Karnataka, led to a public interest litigation being taken up by the High Court. Committees were formed and many debated this issue. What emerged was the poor design and functioning of many government programs. Anganwadis or daycare centers set up by the government only run for half the day and are poorly funded. They are not an option for working mothers. Very few workplaces have creches, even when it's mandatory. And even government work sites violate this. So small children are left with the elderly or with older siblings or just on the work site without any supervision. And they don't get fed as often as they should, leading to stunting and vulnerability to diseases and starvation. The public distribution system, which provides food grains every month to eligible families, often leaves out the most vulnerable who don't have proper documentation. Treatment for malnourished children has also been poorly implemented by the public system. Following the PIL, some schemes were launched in Karnataka and some existing ones improved. I mean, there was some improvement, but structurally very little has changed. And now there are new problems. Registration with Aadhaar, a universal ID scheme with biometrics, has been made compulsory for many welfare schemes. Now, Aadhaar is being projected as a tool to crack down on corruption and misuse, such as one family owning multiple ration cards. This attitude of the government and of elites is very similar, I think, to the vilification of welfare moms in the US in the 80s and 90s. And these attitudes are very dangerous, as recent starvation death shows. So I was at a public hearing a few years ago. Public hearings are fora where people from the community can express their grievances in public to eminent persons or to government officials and get them resolved. In this hearing, it seemed to me that government officials and the community lived in two different worlds and spoke two different languages. The community members talked about how they couldn't get ration cards or how the fair price shop in their area was always closed. The government officials were busy patting themselves on the back. We have removed this many spurious names from the rolls and streamlined the system and so on. A lady in the audience stood up and said that the food grains she got from the ration shop were not sufficient for her family. So her mother, who lives in a nearby state which has a better scheme, sends her rice every month. The official accused her of cheating and of defrauding the government. The centrality of rice to food security has been understood in the past few decades. Amartya Sen's work on the Bengal famine, which caused about 5 million deaths, showed that this was not a natural disaster but a human-made one. That year, the paddy harvest was a bumper one, but British wartime policies meant that food prices shot up to unaffordable levels, leading to starvation. And Indian lives were not a priority for the colonial government. While things have improved considerably in independent India, we still see certain communities discriminated against. The Adivasis, the Dalits who are an oppressed community, and women in all castes. This discrimination affects their access to food.